The National Weather Service, in cooperation with the Bureau of Land Management, installed a new weather station at Wickersham Dome along the Elliott Highway late last month. As KUAC's Emily Schwing reports, before now, there was no available weather data between Fox and Live and Good.
28 miles up the Elliott Highway, a new weather station is collecting all kinds of data, including current temperatures, relative humidity, wind speed, and information about wind gusts. National Weather Service meteorologist Ed Plum says he had a few reasons to champion the project.
It's at elevation, so we can get an idea of what the winds are doing, like along the road, you know, when we may have some blowing snow. Also, that location is under our radar, our Doppler radar coverage. So during the summertime, when our radar is showing that there should be precipitation falling, we can actually ground truth it with this weather station because it has a rain gauge there.
The weather station went up close to the Wickersham Dome trailhead, which could be considered the gateway to the BLM's White Mountains National Recreation Area. Plum is also the race director for an annual ultra-distance ski, bike, and foot race that takes place in the rec area. He says he's received lots of positive feedback from people who use the trails regularly in the winter.
Yeah, actually, I have heard from quite a few people that were excited to hear about the installation of this weather station because a lot of people go up there, leave Fairbanks, park at the trailhead, and you never know how windy it's going to be. And usually it's the wind that catches people off guard.
Before now, the Weather Service wasn't gathering any data on the Elliott Highway between Fox and Live and Good. The new weather station updates hourly on Weather Underground, an online weather forecast provider. Reporting in Fairbanks, I'm Emily Schwing.